the chapter reads. Gotama, sir, a questioner said to the Buddha, I want to ask you about the perfect man. There are those people whom we call men who are calm. Can you tell me how they see things and how they behave? A man who is calm, who has extinguished all his cravings before the time his body disintegrates into nothing, who has no concern with how things began or with how they will end, and no fixation with what happens in between. Such a man has no preferences. He has no anger, no fear, and no pride. Nothing disturbs his composure, and nothing gives him cause for regret. He is the wise man who is restrained in speech. He has no longing for the future and no grief for the past. There are no views or opinions that lead him. He can see detachment from the entangled world of sense impression. He does not conceal anything, and there is nothing holds on to. Without acquisitiveness or envy, he remains unobtrusive. He has no disdain or insult for anyone. He is not a man who is full of himself, or a man who is addicted to pleasure. He is a man who is gentle and alert, with no blind faith. He shows no aversion to anyone. He is not a person who works because he wants something. If he gets nothing at all, he remains unperturbed. There is no craving to build up the passion to taste new pleasures. His mindfulness holds him posed in a constant even-mindedness, where arrogance is impossible. He makes no comparisons with the rest of the world as superior, inferior, or equal. Because he understands the way things are, he is free from dependency, and there is nothing he relies on. For him, there is no more craving to exist or not to. This is what I call the man who is calm. It is a man who does not seek after pleasure, who has nothing to tie him down, who has gone beyond the pull of attachment. It is a man without sons, a man without wealth, without fields, without cows, a man with nothing in him that he grasps as his, and nothing in him that he rejects as not his. He is a man who receives false criticisms from other people, from priests and hermits, but who remains undisturbed and unmoved by their words. It is a man without greed and without possessiveness. It is a man who, as a man of wisdom, does not consider himself superior, inferior, or equal. It is a man who does not enter speculation, a man who is free from speculations. It is a man who has nothing in this world that he calls his own, and who does not grieve for not having anything. He is calm, who does not take